can own a piece of Keith Coogan. I'll tell you about that in a minute. I'm John Donahue. Welcome to Keith Coogan's The Call Sheet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow, Keith Coogan is still out of town. Right now, he is in, he sent me a Facebook post. He's in Cyprus getting his, apparently he's got some laundered Russian money that is stuck in an ATM machine over there. I don't know if he's with Pope Francis still. I don't know what's, are they on the run? What are they on the run from? It's all up to Keith. We'll have to figure it. This is better than an episode of, I don't know, what do you watch, Peter? Desperate Housewives?
Big fan.
Big fan.
Big fan.
But I would like to tell you how you can own a piece of Keith Coogan after I introduce our panel tonight. So what you guys are called, the panel?
No, yeah.
I don't even know.
Officially.
From Universal Studios Hollywood, he's a huge bigwig over there. He can hire and fire at will. Ask Peter about that. Ladies and gentlemen, he was the star of Holes until he was cut out.
Yep.
Robert Armour.
Thank you, everybody.
Robert, how's everything over at Universal Studios Hollywood?
Busier than dog's ball. Awkward because
that was the longest silence you'll hear on this show tonight.
How many jokes did you cycle through before we got
there?
There
was
that?
four.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
The talented, wonderful actress, Peter Miller, is with us tonight.
Yeah. Oh, it's so nice to be back on the big show.
That's not your voice. Come on, Peter. How you doing tonight, man? How's everything?
I've never been better, John. Always happy to be right here. Saturday nights with you on the big show.
You are a fine actor.
Oh, bless your heart. Did you see me in Scandals on Thursday night?
And we're moving into... I'm just kidding. No, you were on Scandals. What's that, a TV show?
This is the back of my head.
You were an extra.
Nice.
For about two, not even, I think, half a second.
How do we know? It's a good back of the head if I've seen it.
If you know the back of my head...
That's all I see usually.
Well,
it's like a bad prison movie. It's a bad prison movie when I see you.
This just turned into oral... stimulation.
Wow, let's not. I think my mother might be listening again.
Here we go.
Sitting to my left is Stephanie, who, by the way, last week, I want to point this out, she got really drunk on a $2. I have this written down because I forgot the name of it. $2. I knew she'd correct me. I don't know where the hell I wrote it down. Oh, yeah. $2 bottle of Borsky vodka at the Skid Row 7-Eleven, pretty much.
I thought that was discontinued.
Well, Stephanie got the last
bottle. Yeah.
And as we were in the car, Mindy in the booth, which I'll say hello. Hi, Mindy.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Mindy, how are we doing so far?
You guys are doing awesome.
Yeah.
That's what we want to hear.
That's what I like
6 minutes in.
So back to this. Stephanie
Moving
was in the car.
On.
Stephanie was in the car with me. We carpool. And here's the deal. She said to me, oh, I don't have my prescription glasses. They're inside. Well, I said, Mindy's gone. Well, I need them. I'll wait outside the studio. I'll sleep out. I'm like, well, next to the other homeless lady, what are you going to do? And here's the funny thing, folks. As we were leaving the studio, she said, wait, I need my Borsky vodka. Did you get the vodka? Did you get the vodka? Her glasses were probably sitting right next to them. And here's the other thing. I said, Stephanie, do you have anything to plug before we leave tonight? She said, oh, Borsky vodka. It was her brother's birthday. She remembered everything. She did not remember everything. She remembered the Borsky vodka.
She remembered vodka.
All right,
happy belated birthday, Bro.
There it is.
I apologize.
He's already disowned you. Ladies and gentlemen, a special guest in the studio tonight. Then we have another guest on the phone. We're going to introduce to you in just a second. But before that, he's the owner of postercollective.com. We talk nerdy poster stuff all the time, like original, like movie posters and all kinds of posters and stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. And you're also a freelance writer for bloodydisgusting.com. And you have a review tonight for us. We're going to get to of Evil Dead.
Yes, indeed. You're ready.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you Twitter folk, at 365 Horror, we're going to discuss that too. But Micah Rowland is in
the
And his dog, Ash, who is named after
Bruce Campbell.
That's right.
Yeah.
Evil Dead.
Ash, you have anything you'd like to say?
That was Stephanie. Stephanie is the voice of Ash. Now,
Ash could be on the show.
He's licking the rum off.
He's licking the rum off her fingers.
Stephanie bows out away from the microphone to the floor.
All right, Stephanie, you've really outdone. You've used up all your words tonight.
Classic
on the show.
Classic Stephanie.
Cut off.
All right.
Wow.
We do have a caller on the phone, and he's one of our guests because I don't think he's in
our
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
He's our first guest, and then we get Micah. You're our last guest. But Micah actually spent
you're here in the studio,
gas
so we can make you wait.
Sat in traffic tonight. His name is Joshua Voiles, and he's got a wonderful YouTube, does YouTube blogs, and he is a fan of Cloud Atlas, a movie that thank you, everybody. We were tired. We worked tirelessly on that movie. I worked on that film for 6 months in Germany and Spain. Another unit went to Scotland, the Wachowskis, Tom Tickfer. American audiences did not embrace the film, but European audiences love it, is awesome because they don't text or talk or bring their kids to the movies. They actually go to watch a film. They may not know what the actors are saying, but they go to watch a film.
But we still love America.
I'm not sure after the Cloud Atlas and the snub listening at the Oscars. Ooh. And even though my lines were cut, at least I'm in the movie, unlike Robert in Holes. His whole performance is cut.
Wow, you always bring that up.
Listen, the dagger.
Listen to a little bit of Joshua's, one of his blogs. He loves Cloud Atlas. In fact, he said it's a masterpiece. As a matter of fact, Tom Hanks and Jim Sturgess, two of the stars of the film, retweeted and posted on, well, at least Tom has a Facebook page, his review. So here's a little bit of Joshua on the YouTube.
Hello, friends. So the other day, Tom Hanks, the one and only Forrest Paul, Woody, Captain Miller, Jim Wilson, loving Robert, Zachary, Crazy Hot Chocolate, toting conductor, highest grossing actor of all time, shared my Cloud Atlas video with all of his Facebook and Twitter followers. And I was like,
he's excited. I hope he's excited tonight. So he's on the phone right now. Joshua, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thanks for waiting.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Yeah,
doing good.
Dude, we love your video. Hopefully you're not on like a payphone. Do they even have payphones anymore?
I haven't seen a payphone in a long time.
Now, where are you
calling? I'm actually in the car. My wife's driving. We're heading home from a little family Easter gathering. So.
Oh, my gosh. You know, Easter's next week.
Yeah, that's what I heard. not in this family.
Sorry to keep you on the phone. I hope it's a long drive because you were waiting, and I appreciate that. Your YouTube videos are crazy awesome. How much time does it take to make one of those?
Well, you know, I've been doing video since I was probably, I think, 14, maybe 15. I'm not sure. But I used to do, like, video game montages and just hardcore nerd stuff. So I've been doing video for a long time. That used to be my career.
Wow.
So it actually doesn't take me very long to put those videos together. I mean, that Cloud Atlas video took a little bit longer because I had to find a pirated version of the movie.
I was going to ask you, how did you get footage of the movie that's not even out on DVD or Blu-ray?
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, how do you have footage? It's such a beautiful
comments.
And by the way, can you send me one? Because I don't have it.
Well, I figured morally I'd make up for it. I mean, it turns out I've probably had maybe a couple dozen people tell me, oh my God, I got to see that movie. I'm so excited for that movie. So, my in-laws were talking about going on a road trip to go to California because apparently it's still playing at a theater there. And they're like, yeah, let's go.
Where are they? We're getting on a plane now because
we're leaving right now.
That movie has to be seen on the big screen.
Yeah.
Can I call you Josh or Joshua?
Either one's great.
Or sir.
Call me Susan if it makes you happy.
Susan.
All right, Susan.
Robert, you probably have never listened to the show, but I'm sure you will now. Robert, Stephanie, and me, and Micah have seen the movie, Robert and Stephanie and me, have seen the movie like multiple times. I'm actually up to number 7 and 8. And honestly, the first couple of times I had to do that I worked on the film was a piece of it. But after, I mean, it's a movie that I cannot believe I had a part of, and it's not really about me right now. It's about the movie. It's an incredible film that needs to be, like you say in your video, seen over and over again because you see something new in it every time.
Absolutely. I want to see you in the movie.
Well,
at what point are you in the movie?
Well, what happened? I can tell you my lines right now, and there's still more than Robert's in Holes. Have you seen Holes, Joshua? Because I'll tell you, Robert was to play the bully. Robert Kincaid in that. What was your name in the movie?
Derek Dunkel.
He was in the film. Bully name.
Told, and yeah. Robert was
great
told on the red carpet he was cut out of the film. At least the Wachowskis, I'm friends, you know, after working on that movie for that long overseas, you become like family with each other. And they said, listen, the movie's already 3 hours. Your lines were inconsequential. consequential.
I need Joshua to do a video on the deleted scenes of Holes.
Oh my gosh.
Can you do that, Joshua?
I'm happy to do that. Hook it up.
Yeah.
All he needs is a six pack of Red Bull and an eight ball.
Robert or Joshua, or us to get through that. Have you seen Robert act? Oh my God. He's a community theater. Old senior citizens walk out.
You should see him in Death of a Salesman. He was phenomenal.
Did you see Robert's face?
The look
as I
on
said
your
that?
Face.
He spit out his Coke Zero.
Dick.
Uncalled for.
Well, he's actually wonderful if you turn your hearing aid off. Joshua, seriously, I'm so happy you like Cloud Atlas. And I know that Tom Hanks and Jim Sturgess, everybody feels a connection on that film. And that's why Tom said that in his tweet. As a matter of fact, for those of you who don't know, Tom Hanks tweeted the following. He says, "I agree with this guy. Sorry, but I do. Making Cloud Atlas changed a lot of us. Ask Jim Sturgess." And what was your reaction when Tom posted that on his Twitter and Facebook?
Oh, God. Well, kind of like what my video blog said, maybe a little less face melty. It wasn't quite literally melted off, but.
Right. I was going to ask you about that.
That'd be bad.
Because in your post, you said, okay, wow, I'm going to embarrass you right now. Just freaking wow. Tom Hanks just tweeted my newest video to his 6 million followers. First Jim Sturgess, now Tom freaking Hanks. And by the way, I think he goes by freaking Hanks now. If you watch The Burbs, it's been changed to Tom freaking Hanks. This is ridiculously exciting, which I'm sure it is. My face just melted off. I mean, what was your wife freaking out when your face melted off? And how does that work out?
She wasn't with me. Yeah, it was me and my brother and his friend. And I actually, if I can be a little crass here, I was taking a piss and I was looking at the in my inbox, my subscriber notifications coming in. And things like this have happened before. We've had other celebrities shared, never Tom Hanks, but we've had other celebrities.
What kind of celebrities? Like Lonnie Anderson? Oh, what are we talking about?
No, we're talking about
Strucker
Helmsley.
New York Times bestselling author.
Oh, that's great.
And nice. Some like YouTube figures and really famous musicians.
Nice.
Never an actor in a movie. And I was refreshing my email and I know what it looks like. It's like 154, like every subscriber coming in was within a minute, and I was like, "Holy, what's going on?" So I went in,
that doesn't
like,
happen to me.
Someone had to share. Once again, it was a fan. It's always a fan of me who ends up alerting me. It was like, "Hey, Tom Hanks shared your video." So I went over to his Twitter account, and sure enough, he did. And I think my glasses fell off my face like they so often do. And I
like Tote in Raiders.
So the point of this, we should never borrow your phone.
Yeah, I don't recommend it.
So that's congratulations. It's amazing. For somebody who puts so much work into their videos. And it shows. The videos are really great. If I do say so myself, I'm actually quite jealous of you for your wonderful. I mean, you literally go into detail even before you go to the movies. You talk about, and this is not FCC ruled here.
You can do all your poop jokes that you like.
And wipe, and then you got the kids into the car, and this is the candy-coated version, by the way. If you haven't seen this video, everybody, go to YouTube. Where can they find your stuff for people who are not in the know?
I would just go to IamJoshuaBoyles.com. You can see all my videos there, or JoshuaBoylesVideos.com.
And what's your Twitter handle? Because I followed you on Twitter. You're not following me, and I'm not offended one bit.
Oh, yes, he is. Yes.
Not one
yes.
bit.
Fuming.
He doesn't even let me follow him now.
No, I don't even home. Yeah. You used to follow me home. That's why I'm freaked out.
Yeah, it's just Joshua Boyles.
Joshua, you seem to have less energy than you do in the videos. Was it that tough with the family tonight for the pre-Easter celebration?
You know, it was pretty long. It was pretty long. A little too much candied popcorn, and yeah.
Jeez, you should have seen Stephanie last week with her Borka vodka, whatever the hell it was.
I highly recommend it.
Joshua,
and you're there with your wife right now in the car. You guys are driving together, huh?
Oh, you're married.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
10 years. We've been together for 10 years.
Excellent.
Wow. Now,
let's get a hello. Can we get a hello? Where's she at?
Yeah, you want to say hi?
Put her on.
She said no.
Hey, your face is melted off. I'm not touching your phone.
I've heard the story,
Joshua.
You think I make good YouTube videos? You should see her videos. Her videos are way better than mine.
No, what's her YouTube handle?
MariVoyles.com.
Was it Mary? What is it?
Mari, M-A-R-I. Mari.
Okay, great. Yeah, we'll check them out. Please take some sugar like you did in the videos. Seriously, yes. They're a lot of fun. The energy is ecstatic.
There is an amazing pill called Ritalin that may help in the process.
Yeah, Peter puts it in his rum before
the
show.
When I watched a couple of your YouTube videos, I really swear that I think you and I maybe danced at some point at a Fish concert, maybe in the mid-90s. I don't know. I mean, I felt of a strong connection with you, Joshua. I was right there with you.
That sounds like a good fit right there.
Well, again, congratulations, Joshua. And I got to say this from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for telling all your followers, because you obviously have more followers now than you probably anticipated for this video because of Tom Hanks and Jim Sturgis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's called blowing up.
Thank you. Yeah, you blew up, buddy. Your face melted and others blew up like that scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Thank you for loving, I don't know if I should thank you because that's your feeling, but we all feel the same way.
Yes.
We love the film, and I'm gushing here, but thank you so much. It was really great to see.
Excellent. Keep up the videos.
Absolutely. And that's awesome. Enjoy your drive home.
And remember holes.
That's all I got.
My biggest thing is we shape the world in which we live with the money that we spend, and what we give money to expands. And I really, really like stuff like Cloud Atlas being voted for with our dollars. And a lot of people are really excited to buy it. So I feel like I did my duty with that movie. So
absolutely, definitely, my friend. And
you are a patron saint.
Seriously, thank you. All that hard work. And I actually take it kind of personally when people, put it down, or they say, I didn't know it was out, or I haven't seen it. It's like, well, Jesus Christ, it's a big movie. But people in Europe are loving it, and it's going to be out in a Blu-ray in a few months. And I hope people embrace it there, even though it needs to be seen on the big screen.
Yeah, I have a feeling it'll become sort of cult classic over time. So,
well, I hope so too, because Blade Runner and 2001 weren't considered hits at the time.
Yep.
And now they are. Now Peter still hasn't seen them. He's still in Care Bears movie 2.
I'm still way behind. I mean, I'm still catching up on the Crocodile Dundee trilogy.
It's Stephanie won't watch a movie unless it has that James Bond guy in it.
Daniel Craig.
Craig has Daniel Craig in it for Stephanie to watch.
That's it.
Oh, that one, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's his next video.
Hey, Joshua, enjoy your drive home. It's been a wonderful pleasure meeting you, and hopefully we'll talk again soon. And please keep spreading the word about the film, and have a great night, man. Thanks for calling in.
I will do. Thanks.
Joshua and his lovely wife. All right, cool. On the phone.
All right, now, Micah Rowland, we're going to switch gears. Ladies and gentlemen, the number to call in live, because we are live right now, 1-800.
Keep going.
Thanks, Peter. 1-800-893-9562.
What is that?
All right, let me say it again, because Stephanie had a drink, and again, she interrupted. The number is 1-800.
Do you want the song again?
893-9562. Please call in. We're live right now. You can talk to Micah Rowland at 365 Horror. Micah, why is your name at 365 Horror?
Why not?
What? I missed it? Oh, they're here? Oh, hey, who's on the line? What's going on?
Wow.
Oh, I'm stuck in Cyprus. The ATMs are not working.
Is this Keith Coogan? Oh, my God, a special guest.
Unbelievable.
Keith,
unexpected
how
showing.
Long were you on the phone, buddy, waiting for us to get to finish?
That's so sad.
What's up, buddy?
No, no, no. It's fine. I just have a few minutes left on my phone. I'm strapped for cash because the ATMs aren't working.
I was getting to that.
Of course. On eBay.
Keith, tell us how we can have a piece of you on eBay.
Well, that's a different auction. But currently, I have the okay. So there's this movie I did called Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, and I wore these jeans that were ripped up, torn to shreds, the original jeans in the movie, and I need the cash to get a plane or train ticket to Bruges or something like that. I'm strapped. So go on to eBay, look for Kenny's jeans. And make your bid. They're a one-of-a-kind item, and I'd love a fan, the biggest Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter fan, to have them. Go on eBay and get the jeans.
Nice.
Do we know where we're at right now?
I think I broke your chair and Stephanie stole mine. Keith, my
where
gosh.
Where bidding? Do we know?
What's the bidding up to right now, Keith?
Last I checked, it was $180.
Whoa. Unbelievable.
Hey, Peter,
awesome.
Peter, nice. I think you're going to win.
I'm currently the high bidder, and
Keith,
I'm really hoping
what I really
it.
Want to know is, first of all, I'd like to point out that Micah brought his dog Ash, and it just farted really horribly. Unless
it was
Stephanie.
That was Robert. He's going to do that.
Peter, okay, and Keith, I'm waiting for you to put your tidy whities from Toy Soldiers.
Oh, yes. Keith, please.
When is that going to happen?
Oh, those. I think when I was wrestling Lil Wheaton, I got such a boner that I tore right through them.
That would happen. I swear to you, buddy, I was on.
I had the whole eBay thing ready to go, I think they're going to go big. They're going to go big.
This thing's going to go viral.
They're kind of small. They're like 28 width. I don't fit in them anymore. But
Sure, you do.
I was really, really happy. The auction's doing well. Two more days on the auction, and may the best fan win.
Yeah,
may the best creepy pervert win.
Keith,
John,
yes, sir.
I have to say,
yes.
Thank you for helping me out here, because you know, between the Pope and the Dalai Lama, and you know, the traveling around the world, you've done a great job taking the reins of the call sheet. I have
thank
to admit,
you.
Viewership is up. You're doing a great job promoting the show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Tremendous.
No, thank you for giving us the opportunity. And I have a question. Are you back next week? Am I off next Saturday? What's happening?
Is this the end?
Am I fired already?
You know what? If the jeans don't sell for, you know, so much, I won't be able to get out of Cyprus.
Okay.
I think you need $7.5 billion, right?
All right, you just keep me posted.
Give or take.
But Keith, I just wanted to say one thing. While I know you're in Cyprus, it's long distance, but can you give us one, the dishes are done, man? Would you do that for us, for our listeners, for your listeners?
Sure. I'll set the scene.
Set the scene.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to.
And you're wearing the jeans now.
Please put them on, Keith. Can you put them on, please?
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
me.
There it is.
All right, are you ready?
Yes, we're waiting.
The dishes are done, man.
Yeah! Oh, even the dog held in a fart. That's awesome.
Why do I feel so cheap?
You should. I'm going to leave a dollar for
like
you here at the studio.
You need to get out of Cyprus.
Yeah, that's going to be my epithet. That's going to be on my gravestone.
No.
So is John Blythe. So
be proud of Keith.
Keith, it's awesome that you called, dude. I've been waiting. I've been wondering, when the hell is Keith going to call?
We're so glad.
Yeah. Yes. I know you were busy with the Pope, electing the Pope, and you've been busy with the Dalai Lama, and it's so nice that you called in, and I'm honored, so thank you. And I can't wait to meet you.
Oh, yeah, no, I had a lot to do with the smoke. The smoke that came out is actually from my bong.
I didn't think you listened to that episode.
We thought you were snacking
right
a toilet bowl.
I didn't think you listened. I thought you didn't listen. I'm actually floored and honored, Mr. Coogan.
Oh, so he totally hit on me. This
who
Pope
did?
Is gay as hell.
Well, his name is Francis.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, come on.
Oh, now we're going
to ask if I still had the underwear from Toy Soldiers.
Wait, does that make me gay?
Don't worry about it,
quiet
John.
Quiet in the studio. Quiet. This is it
John,
became
this,
very quiet.
I've known you for about 12 years, and I've been asking that question every single
just because, you know, I watched Toy Soldiers a lot.
John, I got to run. The Do police are coming here because I got a crowbar hacking
in. Oh, boy. Good luck.
Thanks.
Have a great show, guys.
Thank you.
And, you know, absolutely thank you so much for doing this. Thanks to everyone for listening in.
Keith, go!
Hopefully, I'll be back in LA as soon as possible. You're doing a great job, John.
Thanks, man, for
participating in the show, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Keith Coogan, everybody. Keith. Thanks, buddy.
Godspeed.
Appreciate that.
Godspeed.
What a nice surprise. Keith's
that
over there
awesome.
In Cyprus.
Nice
the dog farted. Listen, Ash, Micah, what do you feed that dog?
Oh, dude.
I thought it was Stephanie for a minute because sometimes her breath after a few tequilas. Is similar.
And I thought it was John. I thought that's why he was switching seats with me.
The seat broke literally while Keith was on the phone.
Oh my gosh. It was literally
like a scene out of Noises Off. There was no dialogue. It was just us pantomiming. And Micah, what do you feed the dog?
Mostly just pepperoni.
The best part about the whole chair thing is all three of us on this side had no fucking idea what was going on. We were just like, what the fuck?
It was all like moment shots.
We thought you were really excited about Keith. Like, you were jumping up and down.
No, I was trying to say, Stephanie, there is an empty chair next to you.
Yeah, you push
yours down to me. I'll put my broken one over here. We just move his seat down like, you know, duck, duck,
goose. The empty chair is wet. Because I spilled a drink on it again.
Christ, no one knows what's going on.
All right, let's get to Micah. Micah's like, why the hell did I come here?
Welcome, Micah.
Thanks for driving 45 minutes to come down again, to the big show.
The number is 1-800-893-9562. That again is 1-800-893-9562. Micah, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thanks. I feel honored to be here, really. Yeah.
Okay, and we're all out of time. Thanks for coming, Micah.
It was great. I'll see you guys later.
And before Keith called from Cyprus, Micah, why is your handle 365 horror movie? This 365 horror movie, why is it that?
Well, back in the day, this really actually spawned out of my love of the country that we live in, America. There was a guy on the internet who was reviewing a movie every day, a horror movie every single day, and he was from England. And I was like, you know what? I bet I can do that better than him. And so I started doing it. I just got a big bottle of the Borsky vodka. Right? And I just started watching and reviewing a movie every single night for a year, and actually completed that. So that's how that name got started.
And what was number one and what was number 365?
I think number one was like a Vincent Price movie, an old one.
Theater of Blood.
No, I think it was like, I don't even remember at this point, but the last one was Evil Dead, the original, which is my favorite movie.
Yes.
Beautiful. I have to ask you about that, and I was going to get to it later, but let's get to it now.
I love
segues.
So well done.
Micah, you are one of the very few who have seen the remake of The Evil Dead, which is coming out. When does it open? I should have looked that up.
I think it opens on April 5th.
I think so. 2 weeks.
We don't make any money on it. Who gives a fuck? Yeah. If it opens May 3rd, who cares? You got to see it early.
I've already seen it. I don't even care.
Have you seen Robert and Holes, about that. Though?
No one has.
Okay.
Stephanie's in on it.
Well, she's halfway through the drink about now, so here comes Stephanie.
Shit. I said, Stephanie, do not drink tonight. You will talk your ass off, and Micah won't get to talk. Micah, tell us about the remake of the movie, because I'm dying to see it.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It's really, really good.
That's it? Yeah,
that's a great
Thanks, Micah. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
That is literally the only thing you need to know. Well, I think everybody that was a fan of the original was pretty nervous when they said they were remaking the movie.
I have no desire
to see it. To be honest, I'm so not happy about this whole thing. And
I was the same way. I mean, I have a dog named Ash.
Right.
So, I was a little bit nervous, obviously. And, you know, the whole idea seemed just ridiculous to try to remake it. And we've all seen the remakes of, you know, the Nightmare on Elm Street and the Friday the 13th. And they've just been garbage.
The Elm Street remake was
awful.
It was just trash.
I mean, the dog's fart wasn't even as bad as that movie.
A badass baseball player, but not a great horror film.
It's a horror film. It's a horrible horror film, and the originals hold up so much better. But
the new Evil Dead, you know, so, you know, the guys that made the original got back on board for this remake. So it wasn't like some studio version of it, a Platinum Dunes. They're the ones that do all the cheap, you know, crappy remakes. This was actually, you know, Bruce Campbell and like the original producers, Sam Raimi, going back and saying, we want to do this and we want to do this the right way. You know, our way.
Yeah.
And they've done that. And they picked a director, Fede Alvarez, who's just awesome.
Freddy Rodriguez?
Fede Alvarez.
Who's that?
He did, you know, there was a video a few years ago back where, like, there was this attack of, like, all these robots on, like, Brazil or something like that. It got huge on the internet. Yeah. And he basically got handpicked.
Like Sky Captain. Exactly. It was, like, the same kind of thing. Yeah. No, it was.
I hated that movie. It was a short that got picked up.
And then that blew him up.
Yeah, Hollywood was coming at him hard. Like they were, and so anyway, they wrapped him up, and he does an amazing job. Truthfully, as a fan, like you get all the fan service you're looking for.
Yeah.
You get the little, you know, the homages, you know, from the original, but it's its own movie and it stands on its own, and you know that alone makes it worth checking out. Definitely.
So you give it a Micah 365 horror movie thumbs up.
Absolutely. Two thumbs up.
Are you gonna see this with me, my friend?
Absolutely. When are we going?
May 3rd. It opens June 13th, 2017. We'll see it. Now, I have to know, and I don't want to know too much about it.
I'm wondering if we're going to ask the same question.
Bruce Campbell?
Yeah, exactly, Jonathan.
Should we know or should we not know?
Is there a spoiler alert?
You don't want to know.
It's a spoiler alert.
I take that as a yes.
It's a spoiler alert, but I'm just going to say that, you know, you just don't need to know. You need to watch it.
I think you gave away a little bit. There's a little bit of that throwback love, so.
I'll tell you what, he's not in the movie. That's all you need to know.
But wait, so it's a voiceover.
This is like a riddle.
He's the voice of the narrator. There's a narrator. Ooh. And a cabin in the woods.
It's an enigma wrapped in a conundrum, you know.
In it. Necronome. Have you read his
wrapped
book?
Wrapped inside of a vest.
Have you read If the Chins Could Kill? If Chins Could... I love that.
That's a great one, too. And what's the other one? Make Love the Bruce Campbell Way? Love that one, too.
Oh, they're great. I like If Chins Could Kill more, because Love the Bruce Campbell Way is kind of a fictional story.
It is.
That was it. I haven't read the other one, but...
Micah, I'm glad you liked the film. I'm actually very excited to see the movie now, only because it's R-rated. Now, Sam Raimi, I love the man. He's great. I love his work. But he's got Ghost House Pictures. He's been making these PG-13, made for the masses, teen masses, bullshit movies. And now it's an R-rated film that he's producing based on a film that made him and Bruce Campbell famous. And you say he does the fans right.
Yeah. And honestly, that R rating, it's curious how they even got it. It's a hard R. It's the hardest R you can imagine.
I'm hard just hearing you say hard R.
It's hard watching it.
So you're saying it should have been beyond R.
Initially I heard that they did have to make some cuts to get it from the NC-17 to the R. And I mean, I don't know what they could have cut
They
out.
Had to take my scenes from Cloud Atlas to take it from an NC-17 to an R down to a PG-13. No, it is an R. They had to take it from an NC-17.
Well,
you should hear some of the crap I say.
It's unbelievable.
Man, I'm talking about that movie a lot. here's the deal. Micah, I have some questions for you. PosterCollective.com. Now, I
cool site.
How long has this site been up? Because I was a part of that in the beginning.
You know, I want to say about a year and a half.
I kind of lopped off. I kind of faded out.
Yeah, I think we started about a year and a half ago. And yeah, at that point, John was like helping out and contributing articles. And then he quickly decided he was too good for it.
I was in Germany making a movie. What was it called, everybody? I'm sorry.
I don't remember.
Cloud. Popeye 2.
Well, it wasn't Holes.
Popeye.
Micah, what is...
Spinach Revenge.
What can people look forward to when they go to postercollective.com if they were to log in right now?
We have tons of reviews of alternate posters, like alternative posters.
Like so movie related, movie entertainment related.
Yeah, like Mondo and stuff like that.
Like Mondo and, stuff like that. Really cool stuff that's done by some really, amazing artists. And that whole scene has really blown up in the last few years.
It's amazing. Yeah.
That's it? That's all you have to say? Right. I literally took a drink and you were done.
It really is. It's such a great wave. Because I know, like, I think pretty much, I know the three of
you
us.
You collect
Jonathan.
Posters, Rob,
oh, God,
Peter.
Yeah, no, I've got plenty of Mondo posters, a lot of film posters. So Mondo
is
incredible.
If you're into pop culture memorabilia, there's so much awesome things out there to check out. And we basically kind of collect all the stuff we like. And now, we post it. And we talk about
I'm going to let out some secret information between two good friends, Micah and I.
Should we turn our mics off?
No, we should.
I am actually nervous.
I'm not wearing pants. Here's the deal.
Nor am I.
I'll call up Mike and go, hey, I got frames at my house. I collect movie posters. That's how kind of Mike and I kind of got started with this. Right? Am I wrong?
Oh, no, absolutely.
Okay.
Right.
So we love collecting original material, original movie posters. It's like a window into our past, into the 80s and the 70s.
It was on both of our J-Date profiles,
deep.
Right?
Really, yes. All right. I like to say ChristianMingles.net. Praise the Lord.
You are such an anti-Semite.
Praise the Lord. What was I going to say? Oh, so I call Mike up sometimes and I say, Micah, should I put a Beetlejuice with, E.T.? Does it work? And Mike's like, well, the colors don't work.
Too?
Yeah, Stephanie's like, Stephanie will come over and say, Stephanie, what do you think of these posters? She's like,
I don't care.
Where's the borscht vodka?
But hang on. My favorite is I got a call from Mr. Jonathan Donahue, our host.
That's not my name.
Okay.
My name is John Donahue, you douche.
Jonathan
Peter
Q Donahue.
Gabriel Miller. Go ahead.
And I believe roughly maybe around 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, asking me if it would be, and I'm sorry to our gay listeners, if it would be gay to put a 16 Candles poster above his bed.
And what was your answer?
I said yes, very.
Okay, now my
other... I get
great these
movie.
Calls too.
It's a great movie. Wow. And I said, there's no problem, it's a good movie, but... doesn't belong above your bed.
I actually
Nor
put
does
it.
Fletch.
Fletch is fucking awesome. Fletch is fucking awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, if you think Fletch should be hanging in your bedroom, 1-800-893-9562.
Chevy Chase was not sure.
Stephanie and I visited a friend of ours who was a sound mixer on Community a couple of years ago when Chevy was on the show. And I told Chevy, and I had never met him before, I'm a big fan. I said, Chevy, I said, Mr. Chase, sir, I said, I have a, and I was trying to be funny. And I said, you know, I got a poster of Fletch hanging in my bedroom. And he goes, and that's the recording or the dog? And Chevy said, Chevy literally took a beat, like a classic Saturday Night Live classic beat. And he said, and what do you do with it?
Like,
and it was great.
Awesome.
And it was very funny. He thanked me later for the compliment. And it would made me feel good. And it made me feel like I actually should probably hang the Fletch up in my room since I lied to Chevy Chase and take down these 16 candles.
Lied to the man.
But Micah, we share the same love of posters and we love original painted artwork.
Yes, I mean, it's really what it is, right?
It's everything today.
We're all pretty much in that boat. I mean, some stuff that's Photoshop can look great when done, right? That's the way that things are trending. But at the end of the day, having like a version for the fans that like that can never hurt. And it's something we all love.
Yeah. Total lost art.
Definitely.
It is a lost art. And by the way.
And that's where these alternative posters come in. Most of them are hand painted or at least, you know, in that type of style where they're illustrated as opposed to, you know, pictures in Photoshop.
Micah, what are some of your favorite illustrated, I'm not talking Photoshop, I'm talking 70s, 80s, painted illustrated posters of the past?
Oh, man, Gremlins, Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, it's great.
Anything by Drew Struzan, obviously. I think that's that's kind of a standard answer. Like, you can just say that across the board.
My favorite Struzan has to be Johnny Dangerously.
Can I switch over for 1 second? Because I was going to plug it later, but it's a great segue. There's a website called Beyond the Marquee, M-A-R-Q-U-E-E.
Never heard of it.
Like Poster Collective.
What happened?
I hate you, Peter. Like Poster Collective, I work for that site. And I did an interview with the famous Drew Struzan. And Micah, inform the listeners, if they don't know, what Mr. Struzan has painted in the past.
Oh, he's going to put me on the spot. Pretty much every movie poster that you've ever liked from the 70s and 80s.
Goonies.
Everything.
Star Wars. Indiana Jones.
One that matters. Johnny Dangerously
with Michael
one that
Keaton.
Matters. Hung up in my garage.
Cannonball
my
Run.
Hocus Pocus.
Mastered. Oh, my. I got Micah Hocus Pocus and one going to be signed very soon by Mr. Struzan. He's a
not
legend.
Bet.
So part one is up right now. Part two will be up on beyondthemarquee.com. And it was always great when I go to a studio. I literally freak out and I almost pass out. And I wake up and Drew's like, you know, waving me with a fan and there's like water. I like pass out whenever I go in there. I think he thinks I'm crazy or something.
We all think that.
Speaking of artists. Okay. Listen, Holes. Micah.
You're only supposed to call Robert Holes when you're alone.
Man, I am really geeking out tonight. Micah, here's the deal. You commission artists for movieposter.com, Poster Collective. Holy shit. Yeah. PosterCollective.com. Tell me what you've done and who you've commissioned and what they've done.
We started commissioning about a year ago just based off the fact that we really liked, you know, what we were reporting on and whatnot. So we've commissioned a poster for Big Lebowski by this guy, Gary Polin, who's just an absolutely amazing artist.
Amazing poster, man.
All kinds of great stuff. Yeah. We've commissioned a Rocky horror poster from a guy named Josh Budick, who's another just fantastic artist. And we have a couple more coming up here in you know, over the next few months.
Yeah. Wow. You've also done like video nasties. Tell me about that, because that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, we had this guy, Tom, the Dude Designs. He's done all kinds of great stuff.
not Jeff Bridges.
Not Jeff Bridges, not the
Tom.
Dude.
This is Tom,
the Dude.
Okay.
But, he's actually done you know, the theatrical posters for like Hobo with the Shotgun and some other stuff that everybody's pretty much seen.
Yeah, exactly.
And he put together this awesome collage of basically all of the cool, badass 80s horror icons, like Freddy and Chucky and
awesome.
Jason. And he put this together and he made it with
it's
these like vector graphics, and it looks very like 80s, like it would be hanging in your video store.
I don't have a video store, Micah.
Are there video stores anymore?
Micah, you collect VHS.
But that's the idea. It kind of harkens back to that time. And
it's
I do
amazing.
Collect VHS. It reminds me, and that's kind of one of the things I, you know.
Nothing better.
I get to pick the commissions. So
nice.
I do stuff I like. And so, you know, I miss like the VHS collecting days and like going to the video store on a Friday night and, you know.
There's nothing
around.
Like Peter, I mean, and Robert, and Stephanie doesn't. She's passed out, everybody.
you can't beat it, though.
She hit the dog on the head with the microphone. She just broke again. collecting VHS is, it's like retro pop culture. That stuff is in right now.
Yeah. It's blowing up, man. I was just kind of thinking about it. I mean, we talk about posters a lot. And
all
I think
the time.
That's blowing up. Yeah,
we should be talking about women, but we talk about posters.
And, you know, the VHS,
women on them.
The VHSs have that, you know, a lot of the same, you know, the box art is a little different from the posters often. And so it's just as collectible and interesting.
Yeah, stuff like that. That's exactly. Like, you know, we said, like, I think I just saw, like, Mondo just put out, like, a great LP for Drive. Like,
yeah.
The soundtrack of it.
Yeah.
Which looked incredible at the artwork on that. I think Tyler Stout did that one.
Yeah, he's great. Tyler Stout is great.
I've got a great Captain America that they put out at Comic Con a few years ago that he did. And
yeah.
All that new pop art is so great. Him and Ollie Moss, and they do some amazing things.
There's while I'm on the subject, speaking of artists and art, and you're talking about the records, we'll get to that in a minute, because I was at Micah's house the other night, and he has a Poltergeist LP. And we have a caller. We have a caller. Holy shit. Hey, buddy, who's calling in?
John Donahue, this is Mike Aiello.
Mike Aiello from
Orlando, Florida.
Mike,
have
you been listening to the show? I hope not with your kids.
Yep. It's like 11.
I have a running tally of how many times you say hold and how many times you've been in Cloud Atlas.
Yeah, wait, hold on a second. Mike, did
Which
you
is not winning.
Joshua's wife.
Mike Aiello, you saw Cloud Atlas opening day, and you, what was your text to me? Do you remember?
I think it was something. Didn't I say it was like fucking awesome?
Well, you said you were crying, and you were crying as you texted me.
Wow.
Oh yeah, no, I was in tears at the end of that movie. It really hit hard. It was really cool.
Now, Mike,
I wasn't expecting it either. It was not something. It was one of those films, and like there's a line at the beginning of the movie that I love, where I'm going to paraphrase, but where he says, "If you'll just give us your patience, the story will become clear if you just give us some patience."
Apparently,
that's what this movie was about.
European audiences understood that message.
Well, most European. Yeah. It was translated much sexier in other languages.
I was going to say, Mike is a huge horror fan. I've known Mike for many years. We started together at Universal Studios in Florida back in the late 90s.
W-H or H-O?
Florida, not Hollywood.
No, horror.
Horror.
Not W-H?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
I just pointed to Stephanie. She looked at me like, are you kidding me?
You just woke Stephanie up from a lucid dream.
Stephanie heard horror, and she wasn't sure what happened. I don't even know what's happening. But you...
I'm confused.
You work at... I don't even know what the fuck... I just had a rum and coke, too. But I will still remember Stephanie's glasses and her brother's birthday. You yourself, Mike, you love horror movies. You and I both do. And you are a big shot, a big wig, even bigger, no offense, Robert Armour, but Mike Aiello is in charge of some of the coolest Halloween Horror Night mazes that you've ever screamed through. Yes, this is this guy.
I've heard of you. I've heard
you're
the
legend,
legends.
My friend. You're a legend, my friend.
Oh, really?
You are a legend.
Toward
love affair.
It precedes me.
Yes, exactly.
One of my day gigs is creating
not day, not gay, but day gigs.
Oh, here we go.
You have night gigs, or should that? Sorry,
oral
we're gonna lose about.
Yeah. We're not Wednesday nights.
Bye
bye. That's Skid Row
Studio. We're not talking about that, John.
All right, go ahead, buddy.
I create a lot of the content for Horror Nights here in Florida. My counterpart in Hollywood, John Murdy, he does the event over where you guys are.
Yes.
Yeah, he was outside earlier. We didn't let him in.
Yeah, it was pretty pathetic.
It's John Murdy's like, I'm John Murdy.
I'm fired.
Micah Rowland is here from 365, and Mike has watched a movie 365 days in 1 year, a horror film.
Oh, yeah, I know about him. I followed your site for a long, long time. It's awesome, man.
Oh, thanks. That's awesome
so
to hear.
So cute.
That is. That's great.
Do you guys...
Fellow horror fans rock. Let's just face it.
Yeah.
That's true.
I know you write for Blade Disgusting as well. I'm good friends with Tim Anderson and Keenan McClellan.
Oh, cool. Very cool. I think we'll just take over. We'll just talk for the rest of the night.
Talk, I'm looking through my notes frantically.
I'm going to go hang out with John Murdy again.
Hey, Mike Aiello, if you would like to own Kenny's jeans as worn by Keith Coogan,
I saw the site today on Facebook and clicked. It was at $16 at that point, though.
Ooh.
No, well, now they're up to over $150 in Keith.
Yeah, Keith needs to get
out of Cyprus, so if you can share it on your Facebook page, his eBay thing, that'd be wonderful.
Jack. Come on.
I'm not even joking.
Right now, how much are you going to commit?
Do it.
Give us.
Do
so,
it. Bid okay, now.
Mindy, we got you on the phone. Can you take his credit card information for us? Because we're going to go ahead and get a donation for Keith so that he can actually come back to Los Angeles eventually.
Is he going to be reading this over the air? Or is this
Mike, we'll
do it in private. We'll do it in private.
Hello.
No, over the air is good.
This is a secure line, Mike. Just go ahead. Is it Michael or Mike?
What's your middle initial?
We need a new paint job here at Skid Row Studios.
They're going to
take. Can I get that three digit on the back of your card?
Yes, please? I need that security code. Here's what it is. Click. What is this? And we'll tell you. Does anyone know what the hell that means?
I have no idea. No idea. Inside joke, right there.
We all just. That's
it's an inside joke that only John gets.
Save Keith Coogan. Save Keith Coogan.
Mike Aiello, do you have a question or a comment for Micah Rowland?
Well, I actually, the one thing that I've been noticing lately as far as horror is concerned, direct-to-DVD and digital has been really huge lately. Like, I just watched the other night ABC's of Death and then a movie called Would You Rather with Jeffrey Combs, which was really, really good.
I love Jeffrey Combs.
Yeah.
Micah?
Would You Rather. Yeah, all that.
Yeah.
Love it. Did you like ABC's of Death, though? I'm curious for your thoughts on that.
I liked parts of it. Some of it was so out there that it kind of lost me.
Yeah.
But there were some of them that I really, really enjoyed. And the cool thing about the movie, if you don't know, it's basically a minute to 2 minutes short horror films all based around a letter of the alphabet.
Yeah, okay. They gave every director like $5,000 and told them, go make a 2 minute short.
That's what they give us for every episode of the show, by the way. Minus $5,000.
Wait, what?
What are we getting?
You get alcohol.
We get fisting and oral stimulation on Wednesday nights.
Stop plugging them.
I'm sorry. It's my favorite thing to do on Wednesday nights.
Aiello, I apologize for Peter. And Robert, and especially for Stephanie.
No apologies necessary.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you great job.
You should see the way Ash, the dog, is looking at Peter right now. I've never seen a Boston Terrier's eyes bug out so much.
Is about to go to my jugular.
I think Ash is actually thinking, this guy smells worse than my farts.
It's very possible. It's very possible. I've been living in a pool of urine for the last month and a half.
I have a question. I know you told me on the phone the other day, if you ever did call in, and my gosh, you and Keith Coogan in one night.
That's amazing.
You told me you couldn't mention much about the new Horror Nights. What can we look forward to this year, if anything? Can you give us a nugget, a tidbit, a piece, whatever?
and that
was enough.
Dead air, which is perfect for radio.
I know you can. I tried.
It will be terrifying on both coasts. Universal's ruling horror on both coasts now.
So yeah, we are.
It'll be great. It'll be great.
You also oversee Hollywood.
No, I don't.
You oversee Hollywood. All of Hollywood. I'm not just talking Universal, like all of it. You are like the new mayor of Hollywood.
Micah, they're going to be clowns.
Stephanie hates clowns. Stephanie hates clowns. That's why I send her pictures of clowns. If I see a clown mask, I text it to her. And if I see a clown anywhere, she gets a picture of it. It's awesome.
It's awful. Every year I go, and I can't stand that section.
Is that the section where the clowns jump out and scare everybody?
With chainsaws.
I know in Hollywood, every last couple of years, they've done something with clowns as far as a street zone. In Orlando, we've got actually a clown icon named Jack that we sometimes release into the crowds.
Is he on stilts?
Every couple of years. So clowns for us is we kind of keep in our back pocket, and we'll only use those when we really, really need to.
Hey, take him out. I'm going to tell you what night Stephanie comes with me and make sure the clowns are unleashed.
Right.
Full force. I want a clown to follow her all night. Fuck it. I'm going to wear a clown makeup.
No.
And I'm going to follow her around because it's awesome.
Because it's like you said, like speaking of in pockets, like I'm more worried about what these employees are carrying because it's just like, where do we get a percentage of these guys, because I do not trust them.
Yeah, how do you get a job for Horror Nights, Mike?
What is the number of rapings that happen in Mays in an annual Halloween?
Rapings, especially here at Skid Row Studios, there might be one in about 10 minutes.
Skid Row Studios.
Stephanie's going to go down and interview a homeless person who used to be a clown. Mike, how does someone get a job at Universal Studios Hollywood or Florida if they want to work at next year's Halloween Horror Nights?
Well, I know here in Orlando, I can't really speak to what Hollywood does, although I'm sure our processes are very similar. Here in Orlando, our auditions usually start in July, and our first audition is anyone that's worked the event before. We kind of call it our reunion audition. And
we pretty much cast almost 80% of the event in that first night.
Wow.
We have
what are the requirements? You know, just a GED?
Is there a background check on any of these people?
Because Peter wants to go.
No. They scare the shit out of me, those people.
Are they convicts? Are they reformed convicts? What are the qualifications?
They're us.
So they are convicts.
Downright racist, sir.
So Mike, you're saying you can get my brother a job. I think he does that back home for he's really happy that he gets to play a freak during Halloween, run through corn mazes with chainsaws. Yes. So he's got experience.
Yeah.
And at raping?
Yeah.
I don't know. I doubt it though.
There's nothing like that. But no, I mean it's horror fans. I mean it's a lot of horror fans, but then it's also average people. We got a guy, he's a lawyer in Tampa. He takes a break from his practice for 2 months. Comes to Orlando, lives in a hotel, and works the event as his vacation. So it really is all walks of life. But bottom line, I would say at least 80% of the people that work the event are honest to God horror fans that just want to just break away for a month and do something that's really fun and, you know, terrify people for a living for, 23, 24 nights.
That's what Stephanie does when she...
She works the beat. MacArthur Park is calling.
As long as you're not a clown. Mike, we're running out of time here. I want to thank you for calling. We had some great calls tonight. And Mike, you are, I love your brother. You're awesome. And good luck with Halloween Horror Nights in Florida. And if I have any money left in my bank account, I will be out this year to see, to walk through those mazes.
Awesome, man. Hey, you guys are doing an amazing job.
I better get a VIP pass.
Nice job, dude.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Bye, Mike.
And Micah, how much time do we have left?
We have 4 minutes. We have 4 minutes and 36 seconds.
Micah, I did want to say really quick. I went over your house briefly.
He's pointing at me really seriously.
Well, we only have 4 minutes.
Your ass.
I'd love to talk about my point, but 1 second. Mondo made a Poltergeist pressing. They made, what else? What other pressings have they made?
I don't know what they've
done. But you own that Poltergeist.
And they've done Poltergeist, and I have the Poltergeist version that they've made.
It's amazing. You can, Mondo.com, they're not a sponsor, but they fucking better be now.
Oh, man. They're the best.
They make some great posters. They make some great retro records. They're doing, they branched out from posters. Now, do you think at Poster Collective you will branch out and do some records?
We're going to branch out into everything.
I have a Cloud Atlas album LPs. I'd like to talk about.
All of it. You can get anything branded.
We
got to
put Mondo out of business because that whole system is just ridiculous, with the Thursday call-ins. Oh. Absolutely brutal.
It is really difficult to get those types of posters, and that is something that we get to make a lot easier.
I've gotten a couple, but there's the ones that's always the ones that I don't really want are the ones that I wind up getting.
It's like winning a lottery. There is a lot of pushback on that. It is starting to grow, and that's why you're seeing other people doing it. Being successful.
Do you sell out really fast?
It just depends. I mean, we have, and other ones have taken a little bit longer, but the Mondo ones, I think these will sell out in a couple seconds.
Oh, a couple. Seriously,
I go on it within 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But then people go on eBay and sell them for $1 billion. Oh. They'll buy 10 of them and sell them for $1 billion.
And that's part of the problem. It just becomes something where people just use it as a way to make money.
And then it becomes ridiculous because it's like the amount of money that people are asking for certain ones.
Exactly.
Although that Ollie Moss golden ticket that they did for Dark Knight,
the Batman,
which was one of the coolest things, where if you got this one ticket, Ollie Moss was a great poster. No, it was a great Dark Knight poster, and one tube was going to come with a golden ticket, and Ollie Moss would do any poster
Micah,
you wanted.
Here's the deal.
Pretty cool.
When you do a Killer Clowns from Outer Space, I'd like to buy one for Stephanie and frame it.
In her bathroom.
I might be able to get you one. We had a good friend of ours did a poster for that.
Oh, my God. I want it to glow in the dark. I want it to glow in the dark. I'm going to put it above her tiny bed next to the bottles of alcohol. It will glow in a black light.
I will burn it.
We got a couple of minutes left. Let's plug away. Robert Armour, let's plug away. What do you got going, buddy? Talk slowly, but fast.
I don't have much to say about myself, but I have a friend that's doing a movie called Up in Smoke.
Plug your friends who aren't even a part of this.
Wait a minute. That title's been used.
It's a comedy. It's a comedy about magicians. I have a lot of magician friends. Go to Indiegogo.com.
Can they make Stephanie disappear?
Yes, multiple times.
She can make alcohol disappear.
Go to Indiegogo.com and pledge some money for us because we're really trying to get something up.
All right.
There you go. Go do it, people.
Peter Miller, we can see the back of your head on what?
Yes. All next week, you can find me featuring the breakfast shift at the Candy Cat Club.
Nice.
In LA, the Candy Cat Club. You can catch me under the name of the Velvet Schnitzel.
Are you serious?
And I will be there all week during the brunch shifts. And you can catch my dancing act.
I thought you were the circumcised schnitzel.
No, but I should be on the client list, if not this week, next week, showing the back of my head.
Exciting. By the way, Peter is African American, 6'4".
Hung like a puppy.
Micah Rowland, hold on, Stephanie, do you have anything to plug? Do you want to say anything to your brother?
Go to Micah.
Oh,
happy belated birthday.
That's great. Awkward. And she'd like to plug your vodka. You good?
Good.
Micah, what do you want to plug, buddy?
Just postercollective.com. Follow us at Poster People or Micah, myself, at 365 Horror Movie.
Awesome, dude. Nice. And Mindy, let's plug away because I forgot to mention Mindy last week. I apologize.
Oh, I do the Hot Box Tuesdays from 9 to 10, Stoned Radio.
Tune in, my people.
And Peter said it's Stoned Radio already.
Wait, what?
Follow me at John Donahue.
That's
J-O-N Donahue. We can't take any more calls tonight. We only have a few seconds left. We have 18 seconds.
Yep.
If I'm reading
call?
That right. No, I just like to say that. Sorry for the 75 callers who didn't make it. Are we brought to you by anybody at all tonight?
Skid Row Studios, we have Romeo.com/Skid Row Studios.
Love it.
Our big apologies to Mark Lynn Baker for not making the show tonight.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great night or day, whenever you're listening to this.